We now return to Marlo Thomas, starring in Nobody's Child.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Joe Radio, my fellow Joe Americans. All right, I'm a little woken up now. I'm in my groove. So that was a good rant on the credit people, right? On the banks, right? That was a good one. Hey, you know, you can benefit from my mistakes. I highly recommend it because I've made a lot. It's probably one of the things I do best. So welcome back. 1-800-636-1067. Time for some conspiracies, man. Yeah, time for some conspiracies. Where's my fanfare? Oh, I've lost. Oh, maybe it's in this one. Ah, conspiracies, man. Ah, let's see. What did I do with that article? Here it is. New evidence. New evidence in the official record, I guess, of the Kennedy shooting. That's Robert F. Kennedy. He was shot by a crazed lone gunman. Look out for those guys. They're everywhere, aren't they? Crazy lone gunman shot him in the Ambassador Hotel on June 5th, 1968. It was said that there were several shots fired. Kennedy was hit twice. I don't know. You know, you have to deal with me here. I do review these things, and then I'm sitting here trying to read you a story. I don't really want to read you a story out of the newspaper, but anyway, let's get into the meat. It says here that an audio recording of fatal shots has given new weight to a controversial theory that there were, in fact, two shooters, and that the man convicted of Kennedy's killing, Sirhan Sirhan, did not fire the fatal shots. Kennedy was shot following a victory speech to supporters after a tight Democratic primary in California. He left the podium and he took a shortcut through the kitchen, through the pantry of the hotel. And I'm going to read here, paraphrase, but the shortcut he and his entourage took through the hotel's pantry quickly became bloody mayhem. As Kennedy turned from shaking hands with two of the kitchen staff, a gunman stepped forward and began firing. Oh, okay. Kennedy was hit by four shots, including one which lodged in the vertebrae in his neck and another which entered his brain from below his right ear. He died in the hospital the following day. Five other people were injured. Sirhan Sirhan was a Palestinian refugee who said he wanted to sacrifice Kennedy for the cause of the poor, exploited people. Well, thing about this guy is, you know, first of all, he's the lone crazed gunman, and then he's sacrificing Kennedy for the cause of the poor and exploited people. Well, you have to remember that the Kennedys, as a family, as a political dynasty, are liberal Democrats, pretty much all about the poor and exploited people. That's what they say. That's what people say in general about liberal Democrat politicians. They're all about the working guy. And certainly history would bear that some fact. So there you have your conspiracy. I mean, that just sounds like a crazy person. But Sirhan Sirhan really wasn't a crazy person. So this guy, forensic expert Philip von Prague of PVP Designs, has carried out a new analysis. At the beginning, many people looked, I'm quoting him, at the beginning, many people looked upon this as an open and shut case, that it was one man, Sirhan Sirhan, who was observed by a number of people who aimed and fired a gun in the direction of Kennedy's entourage. And the article goes on to say that the lone gunman explanation has always looked shaky. The autopsy of Kennedy's body suggested that all four shots that hit him came from behind, and powder marks on his skin showed that they must have been at close range. Now, we all know that from watching CSI, don't we? But Sirhan was in front of Kennedy, which, as I recall looking at photographs and stuff, I think there's even some film of it. He was in front of Kennedy when he fired. And after shooting two shots, He was overcome by the hotel staff, who pinned him on a table. Sirian fired 8 shots in total, but 14 were found lodged around the room and in the victims. So there were 14 shots, 14 bullets, but only 8 shots from Sirian. So I guess he magically shot 2 bullets out of his gun 6 times. So this guy goes on to say, Philip von Prague, that there is no doubt in our minds that no fewer than 14 shots were fired in the pantry on that evening, and that Sirian did not, in fact, kill Senator Kennedy. Oh, I'm sorry, Robert Joling said that. I totally got it together, don't I? Robert Joling is a forensic scientist who has been involved with the Kennedy case for nearly 40 years. He and von Prague have published a book on the killing this week entitled An Open and Shut Case. The inconsistencies in the case have bred numerous conspiracy theories, including the involvement of the CIA, Hank, and the idea that Sirian, who claims he was not claims not to remember the shooting and pled insanity as his trial, was a Manchurian candidate assassin who was hypnotically programmed to kill the senator. All right, so that's what they're saying. That's what their official story is. He's a lone gunman. He's got a magic gun. He doesn't remember doing it, and he was programmed to do it by the CIA, Hank. So von Prague has added new weight to the two shooters theory. He reanalyzed the only audio recording of the shooting, which was made by a journalist who at the time was not even aware that his tape recorder was on. It was just recording randomly. There are 2 pairs of double shots that occurred so close together it is inconceivable that Sirian could have fired them all. The 3rd and 4th shots and the 7th and 8th were separated by 122 and 149 milliseconds, respectively. In test, a trained firearms expert firing under ideal conditions could only manage 3.66 milliseconds between shots using the same weapon. Now, I'll go on and paraphrase, I guess, the rest of this. using today's kind of these fantastic digital recording systems that we use here in the radio station, some of you are familiar with something called Pro Tools. Pro Tools is the system that all of Hollywood uses. That's a Mac-based system, and a wide variety of professional recording is done on Pro Tools. And I'm assuming that he used Pro Tools to distinguish these things. This is stuff that 40 years ago, I guess, when this happened, you know, just didn't exist. There was no way of taking this kind of stuff and isolating it. And the way they figured it out was because there's different frequencies for certain gunshots, because they're pointed away or they're pointed at the microphone or away from the microphone. So conspiracy radio for you tonight. 2 gunmen killed Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy. I don't know if he was a junior or not. Sorry about that. I get my facts mixed up. Maybe it was John F. Kennedy Jr. No. Yeah. No. Oh, Jr. was the one who went down in the plane. Oh, see these conspiracies? They got me confused. But anyway, there's something to chew on there. I like a good conspiracy. I know the Kennedy, both the assassinations are obviously a wash in conspiracy, but I mean, there you go. There you have it. I tend to believe this because it's based on some very update recording stuff that I'm familiar with. So there you go. Going to the phones. My phones are all the way across. Don.
Hey, how's it going, Joe?
Sorry to make you wait so long, but
No, this is cool. I've never done this before, but I love your show. I love when you talk about the old 930 Club and DC Space. That's definitely like my generation.
There you go.
But I'll make one quick comment on the conspiracy thing and then what I told your screener I was calling for. But, you know, I think we should be more worried about the conspiracies that are happening now, like the lies that led to the invasion of Iraq or Bush and Cheney's war. But anyway.
Well, don't worry, Don. I'm probably going to do this show through the summer. I've got you covered. We're gonna hit those things.
I missed some of the reptilian people stuff last week. I listened to you when I'm riding home from work. But the one thing I wanted to point out that you're talking about with credit is I don't think no one in the media or whatever is talking about the changes in the bankruptcy law, and it would just be impacting us. It used to be that if your mortgage was current and your car was current, you could keep them, and they wouldn't take your house. But about 2 years ago, I think it was,
right.
They passed a law that said, you know, if you're over on your, you know, Best Buy card, you know, Best Buy can take your house. So there's been all these changes to the credit and the rates. Like you said, 10%, like, you know, they're charging 30% or higher on credit cards.
They will bang you up to 29.9 if you miss a payment. I know that.
The payday loans are like 99.9%. I mean, I might as well just go to the mob. You know what I mean? Like, and that's like
some people do. Some people are doing that. In fact, some people are borrowing off the street again because the VIG isn't as high.
As high. I mean, that's crazy. And the student loans, like they, you know, these guys that, you know, I want to blame Bush and Cheney. I don't know if they're responsible, but they've privatized the loans. When I went to college, which was, you know, a very long time ago, you know, the interest rates were so low. But my sister, like, her rates are crazy. It's like her loans are like 20%.
Right. Well, you know, and as far as I know, they did change the laws, but I have it on very good authority that if you are just a schmuck who rents and you've got a beat up car and a beat up TV and you've got a credit card that you've maxed out, you're still going to be able to scoot on that. And don't forget that I'm going to look more into this because I want to have a guest on one day who's, well, I'll probably have my own lawyer on if he'll come on.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to remember that really, as far as the new law is concerned, it's been told to me this way. You just have to fill out a couple more pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And don't forget what I said about statute of limitations. Now, I was referring to my brother who lives in California. Not that he's in any kind of trouble. It's just that he looked into the laws and found this out. They're never going to tell you. And I can tell you in my history that I've certainly had credit cards that were over 3 years due. And they were chasing me down for them.
With the change in the bankruptcy law, there wasn't even like a real debate about that. I mean, they just kind of rammed that thing through. I mean, credit is one of the largest profit, you know, they make huge profits. And this was before they made the changes in the bankruptcy law.
Well, it came around and bit them on the ass. Now they want to change it back because of the housing problem.
Exactly. I mean, it's like they cut off their nose to spite their face.
Yeah.
You know, it's pure unadulterated greed. You know, like Bush on television, not even knowing that gas is pushing $4.
Yeah.
$4 a gallon. I mean, that's scary, you know.
All right, Don.
Hey, can I plug? I made a film. I'm an artist. I made a film called Trailer Trash, a Film Journal. Google Trailer Trash, a Film Journal. Joe, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Don. I'm gonna drop you off now because it's time to get my guest.
All right. Excellent program.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye.
So there you have it. That was a good phone call. Thank you, Charlie. So let me jump off, play a couple of quick commercials. It's time to get our guest on. We're going to talk about psychic vampires. I promise you, you are going to love it. Stick around. Joe Radio, 106.7 WJFK.